Illinois State University is coming off a few good weeks. A rise in enrollment, the announcement of a new $100 million residence hall project, a record individual gift to the University College of Fine Arts and School of Art, $12 million. Illinois State University President Larry Dietz is talking about all of those things in his annual State of the University speech today. President Dietz came to the WGLT studios to talk about those and other issues as well. Recovery from the two-year budget standoff remains a work in progress, for instance. Dietz says ISU is doing okay with Governor Pritzker's budget that includes an overall 5% increase in higher education funding in the state.
The right word is reinvestment, and that's what a lot of folks have been talking about. The governor has been talking about a reinvestment in higher education, and I think that's the right word. You know, our low point was when we didn't have a budget, and so we're still not back to the 2015 level, but 5% helps us get there. But I think the other part of the budget is having a capital budget also is helping greatly, and so that's going to be spread over 6 years. So I think managing expectations that we're not running around with dollars falling out of our pockets because not a penny of that has been released yet, and they're still talking about how and when to do that. But it'll be spread over 6 years, but a capital budget's appreciated. There's also money for some deferred maintenance in that budget, and we appreciate that. And most importantly, there's an increase in MAP funding and the AIM High program as a relatively new program. And so all of that goes to students. So we're delighted about all of that. But it is a reinvestment. We're not back to where we were by any stretch, either to 2015 or back when a lot of people said was kind of the heyday, which was 2002.
Governor Pritzker recently sent a memo to many state agencies and some providers as well, asking them to prepare for up to a 6% budget cut next year. After the 5% increase for higher education, I'm guessing ISU did not get that memo?
We did not get that. I think the memo that was really applying to agencies, state agencies, and we are not a code agency by definition. We are frugal with the amount of money that we've been given, and so we don't feel well healed by any stretch, but the 5% increase is fulfilling his promise of a reinvestment in higher education.
I had to ask that question anyway.
Yep.
How's Redbird Rising doing, the comprehensive campaign?
Well, it's doing great. Last week was a historic week in that we received our largest cash gift in the history of the institution. It was a $12 million gift from Wonsuk Kim and her husband, Thomas Clement, and it named the College of Fine Arts and the School of Art after Wonsuk Kim. And so we're pleased to have her name on both of those programs, but the $12 million is obviously a huge boost. We're at about $163 million, a little bit over that right now, and we're going to keep our foot on the gas and just keep on working. Campaign ends June 30th of next year, and our hope is that we already exceeded our goal, but our hope is that our alumni and friends will continue to help us blow that original goal out of the water.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Our guest today is Illinois State University President Larry Dietz. A year ago, you announced that planning would begin on a campus multicultural center. What's going to go into that center as far as what the purposes of that will be?
Well, as our student population has become a lot more diverse over time, students have expressed an interest in the multicultural center. That idea really grew out of a campus climate task force that I started when I first became president of the university. And so this is a natural outgrowth, I would say, of that those original recommendations. The kinds of things that go into a multicultural center, we had a task force that went around the countryside. Didn't go a long way around the countryside, but visited some campuses that did have centers and talked about what might be exported, if you will, ideas from those centers and what we might have. I think there'll be programming that will come out of there. The diversity advocacy staff, I think, will play an important role there. There'll be meditation rooms. There'll be a kitchen for some social programming. There'll be I think some room for some satellite student services to come in every now and then and talk about, you know, financial aid or career issues and so forth. So I think it's really going to be a boon for students. And I think we'll also have some faculty that will come in every now and then, too, to not only help our students with mentoring issues, but I think mainly the thing is going to be a functional area, but also very symbolic to our continually diverse student population. And so if we follow the plan, and our plan is to follow the plan, if everything works the way it's supposed to in terms of timing, this time next year we'll have an operational multicultural center.
Traffic through the Bone Student Center has increased dramatically as the renovations there have gone on. How will you manage functions of a multicultural center and the Bone Student Center, which ought to be both heavy-duty student gathering places, to avoid overlap and each cannibalizing the other?
Well, the Bone Student Center is a location that obviously offers a lot of food venues, a lot of other business venues that are there. The Multicultural Center will be a gathering place for anybody is welcome there, but I think the predominant population that will come will be underrepresented students. But in addition, we anticipate our Pride organization will be there as well. But it's not the same kind of function that the Bone Student Center would be. It's a very different kinds of offerings for students, and the other part of that is that, frankly, we'll know a lot more after a couple of years of operation of the Multicultural Center what the traffic pattern will be. This is the first for the university, and we're going to think we've programmed it well, but I think we also will know more after we operate it for a year or two.
ISU recently announced a $100 million plus residence hall project to go in the space that formerly held Atkin, Colby, and Hamilton Witten.
Right.
1,200 beds. How do you anticipate construction on that will affect traffic flow and campus usage?
Well, we've got a lot more design work to do on that. The announcement about the 1,200 beds, it's really up to 1,200 beds. We have some ideas as to how that might work. Our Gilbain and Associates are the group that will be helping us with that. I think, during the construction part of that, obviously, we will be mindful of all the traffic on Main Street. There's not a ton of foot traffic through that that land right now. So I don't think that's going to be as big of an issue as it will the phased construction part of that. So Main Street's going to continue to operate the way Main Street's operated. We've got enough land there that I think our construction folks will be able to maneuver around on that and for it not to be a major roadblock for folks.
A year ago, you had said you were going to meet with rental property owners in the community in advance of this.
Right.
And how has that worked out? Are they upset about this project as they were worried about the prospect of it?
Well, I think they're concerned any time about housing. They want to be full. We want to be full. And the issue for us is that the housing of freshmen and sophomore students on campus has been a part of our policy for many, many years. And as we've torn down housing for some of our students due to a whole variety of issues, age, et cetera, those have not been replaced very much. We have a Cardinal Court that helped out, but we still have a real deficit in terms of our policy and the actual implementation of that. So this 1,200-bed new bed construction will certainly help us live into that policy that we've had for a long period of time. I think that, having conversations with, our off-campus folks are always important to do. The thing that I can tell them that I hope will happen is that if we're not able to retain freshmen and sophomore students, they're not going to be able to get them as juniors and seniors. And so I think our retention efforts will help them stay here, and that they'll simply just get them at the junior and senior level. So We've had good discussions. We haven't always agreed on the outcome of those things, but I think discussion is always important.
The campus master plan says right up front that it is not written in stone, that it is always a work in progress. Right. But the current iteration of the campus master plan has that former Atkin Colby Hamilton Witten space allocated for a new Mennonite College of Nursing. Since we're going to put a residence hall there, where will Mennonite go?
Sure. Mennonite College, a new building, is still on the list. It will continue to be on the list for capital improvements. The issue is that we've spent a good deal of money north of the campus, up north of the Bowen Student Center, building a new nursing simulation lab. Our hope is that we'll have another one up there. And so we own quite a bit of land in that area, and my sense is that that may be a better location for a new Mennonite College of Nursing.
So would that lab space then be folded into a new Mennonite College of Nursing? It was originally scheduled to be temporary and has a limited lifespan because of the construction methods.
Right. Well, first thing is that there is no money for a new Mennonite College of Nursing. The new capital bill helped us with fine arts, and that's still on the list, but the fine arts have been on the list for 10 years. Milner Library, there's approval for renovation of Milner Library. That's also been on the list for 10 years. So those two projects have been, they're moving to a different spot in terms of planning for the state. There is no money for a college of nursing at this point, a new college of nursing. We're going to continue to advocate for that, but in terms of any imminent money coming for that, it's not there. And so as we begin to plan differently for different spaces on the campus, I think that north part of the campus would be a good spot, though we have some folks that are going to be coming in and helping us with space planning and looking at that. But the other issue is that we really don't have any close-in space other than that space right there for a large residence hall complex.
Prospective donors for a Mennonite College of Nursing, take note. They have an opportunity there.
Thank you.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. ISU President Larry Dietz is our guest today. A couple of years ago, ISU became the first public university in the state to begin a cybersecurity major. And Jana Albrecht in Enrollment Management tells WGLT that the popularity of that major has played a role in the campus success and having a stable to growing enrollment in freshmen. Is it to the point that major needs its own space?
Yes. Matter of fact, we have just received approval from the Board of Trustees to renovate space in Julian Hall. The bottom floor of Julian Hall has been a parking space for faculty and staff, and that has been designated as part of the area that we will build lab space in there for cybersecurity students. So Janet's exactly right. The program has grown like Topsy. We need some extra space for that. State Farm has helped us get that program established, and we want to be good stewards of that money as well. And so that we've already started part of that, and that we've this fall, including myself, have relocated people that had been used to parking in that facility to other spaces. And so the building is cordoned off right now, and we'll be looking at plans for renovation of Julian very quickly.
In the next year, what are you going to focus on?
Well, lots of things. Enrollment is something that's always important. The fundraising campaign has another year to go, and so I've been for the last several years traveling quite a bit, meeting with alumni groups and potential donors, so I'll continue to do that. Our international initiative is doing well. We were up 13% this year, but that has been a little bit of a challenge, just giving the international dimension in the United States, but we're doing well with that, so I'll continue to be involved with that to a degree. Also, engineering is something that we're looking at, and I would imagine I'll be spending some time talking with groups and trying to bolster that idea of having an engineering program at the university. And we've had a number of those faculty who have recommended that we have engineering program really only in two areas. So I don't envision a big college of engineering and those kinds of things, but we will need some additional classroom space to accommodate engineering. But right now we're only looking at mechanical and electrical. I think those are two areas that are in high demand. The state of Illinois, through the existing engineering programs throughout the state, are not producing enough engineers to meet the workforce demands of business and industry. So there's a need for it. And I think it'll also help us bolster our enrollments because the students also want to study in those areas. And some of them can't get into some other programs, and they're really good students. But I think that it'll help, improve the academic profile of the institution. And so I think a lot of the indicators are pretty strong.
So is that 2 years away, 3 years away?
I think, certainly if we're talking about a building, it takes a year and a half to design a building and a year and a half to build it. And that's almost true of regardless of what kind of facility that you're talking about. So if we're looking at a facility, and I think we probably would need that, a good 3 years away. But the faculty need to be involved in the curricular development part of that, and we'll need some other folks that have expertise outside of our campus right now to look at building design and capacity and space requirements.
Where might that go?
Well, there's several locations that we're looking at. Again, there's a lot of space north of the campus. Well, there's some parking lots there. There's a number of other structures that we own in that particular area. So that's a candidate. But this group that's coming in to help us with our campus revision of our campus master plan and space study are going to help us with that as well.
Illinois State University President Larry Dietz, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Charlie. Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.